We ain't rowing, going over the willingness sea. Merrily, 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 a wonderful willingness can be.
Oh, well, you know what? This program's pretty easy, smooth sailing, don't you think? Masterson's gone, the water's calm.
Yeah.
Pretty easy peasy.
Yeah, but I've heard it isn't always so smooth. In fact, sometimes it can get rocky.
Really?
In fact, it's starting to actually get a little bit rough. Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's getting clapped. Oh, no. We got the sharks. Ah! Okay, all you need to do is take one and just throw it out. Just throw it out. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Oh, slipping. Get rid of that. Oh, no. It's getting choppy. Oh, unwillingness. Get rid of that. Hurry. Get rid of it. Oh, I lost my oar. Okay. It's okay. Ooh. Okay. Thanks for being willing to do that. Okay. Oh, look. I see the island of willingness. There it is. Okay. Keep going.
It's a key.
Okay. We made it. Okay. Party. All right.
Thank you.
And it was Shark Week. Oh, no, I can turn that one off.
Okay, spot reporters.
So, okay.
By your boat, hasn't.
So, welcome.
Your boat. I'd want to pitch us.
Welcome to Willingness is a Key. We'll be later. My name is Linda M., and I'm a compulsive eater. Yeah, good morning. Let's go ahead and let's start off with the serenity prayer.
Okay. God,
grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the courage to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Okay. Time is up. I will not mind be done. Okay, so my abstinence date is January 30th of 2016, so that gives me 8 years, 5 months, and whatever day it is, 19th or 20th, I think 20 days. This program is, let me read the definition of willingness. So, cheerfully consenting or ready, inclined or favorably disposed in mind, prompted to act or respond, done, born, or accepted by choice without reluctance. And those are some things that I found were a significant part of my wanting to be here. That I was at a point where my mind was just going crazy and I couldn't get it to stop. I physically couldn't get myself to stop compulsively eating, going to the refrigerator. I would tell myself, stop, Linda, stop walking, go back to bed. And I couldn't. And so I got to that place where I was ready to take step one. You know, I knew that once I crossed the threshold of that doorway and admitted that I'm powerless and my life is unmanageable and accepted that I would do anything to get that mental insanity, you know, out of my head, that I became willing to do whatever it takes. And, you know, the idea of no sugar, no flour, weighing and measuring, calling a sponsor every day. I'm from another program, and some people do that when they're first there. Willingness was it. I had to be, willing. I had to be cheerfully consenting, you know, because that ended up happening because life was so, I was so ashamed and such despair that, you know, I mean, to get dark, you know, it was, I was ready to, I'm just going to take insulin, I'm just going to take high blood pressure medicine, you know, I'm willing to just take, you know, be in the hospital. That's just my fate. That's just what, you know, God had in mind for me. And when I really stopped and listened, was presented with this program, and that was divine intervention, inspiration, became willing to take action. And I think that's a big part of it. Faith, a lot of my writing lately has been about faith and willingness. And is that all? I think I need to take action. And that's what this program has. We've got 7 tools. I get to do them every day. And so at night, I get to feel accomplished. Look, I did it. I had 3 abstinent meals, and I did phone calls, and I did my writing. I'm successful for one day, and I just have to be willing to do it again tomorrow. And I have felt the difference between freedom from compulsive eating and the bondage of myself, the bondage of food, and how much power I gave to it, and giving my power over to the program, the tool, this program specifically, has changed my life. And I'm extremely grateful to be here, and which is why I like doing service, because it's imperative to pass it on and to share my story, because it feels so good. Okay.
Thank you. All right. Okay. So we're going to keep sailing here in this program. I'm Susan D. And started this program 1986. I just turned 80, and there's nothing wrong with me. Okay. So, you know, it works. And so I'm very happy about it. And I mean, it's not just about the food and physical, it is about life, and I'm enjoying life now. But we're going to keep sailing here, and what we're going to do now is you each have a card, and it has a little sticker on it. Cindy, there's 2 people that came in that need a card. Bryce. I think Bryce and right in the back there.
Oh.
Yeah.
Her name, Verna.
Yeah. Right here, and then in the back. I think it's
that.
Okay. Anybody doesn't have a card and a pen? Okay. All right. You're going to get a card, and it has a little sticker on it. And pretty soon you're going to match up to whatever kind of animal or thing that was. It might be different sizes, but you're going to match up, and you're just going to go sit next to them. And what we're going to do, can you turn that around? Yeah.
I will.
What we're going to do is you're going to meet each other, and you're going to fill out your card like this with each other. Okay, your name. My name is Susan D. Length in the program since 1986. Benefits of the program. Maybe a couple of words for you personally. What's the main thing that stands out for you? You know, mine is just health and happiness. You know, it's so true. And never would have guessed. You know, would you ever guess that I was I Roman rode on 2 horses standing up when I was 13, 14 years old? No. Okay. And about willingness. Anything about willingness, a word or a couple of words. And you're going to share that with each other. Okay? Cindy, you can just match them up, who's ever left. So go ahead and find your partner and just sit next to him and fill it out. You don't have much time with this. Okay. Okay. Here's what we're going to do now. Is all you have to do is share one thing about your new friend on the card. Okay? Just one thing. It could be the unusual, you know, they never expected. Whatever you want to share about your friend, okay? We're only going to take a few minutes to do this. So who would like to start? Go ahead.
Hang on before we start. A little bit of housekeeping. This is being recorded. So if you want to share, you do need to come up and talk into the microphone and sign a piece of paper, a waiver, saying that you authorize us to be recorded, and it'll go on the See How website like 4 or 5 months.
Okay. All right. Come on up. We'll go as far as we can for you. Okay, that's good. Good care. That's a good idea.
I'll sign first.
Yeah. Hi, I'm Nina, compulsive eater from Los Angeles. I thank everyone for being here. And this is my friend, Ellie. Oh, really? And I was so surprised to hear that she does scuba diving.
Thing. And this is my dear friend, Ninu, that I've not seen for about 3-4 years, I think.
Yeah, many years.
Yes. And her, what I was impressed about with her is not only her our outreach calls, but really running a marathon. And she did complete it. So
yes, I did.
Congratulations.
It's just over and sign. Okay, who else? Who else? Come on. Okay, come on. Up, up.
I didn't know I was supposed to take notes here. This is Judy Kay, and she's a very hard worker. She's been around a very long time, and she has a side of humor to her. She said, I never would have guessed that she had won a Toastmasters Award for her humor.
International award. And this is Pat W. And what I learned about her was two things. First of all, I never would have guessed that she was a Scottish dancer. Yeah, I know. That's what I said. Then the other thing she shared about willingness, which I love, was when she wants to be willing, she does a chart. So doing the pros and cons and not doing the pros and cons. And then she decides if she doesn't want to say anything, she can be quiet even if she's uncomfortable. I thought that was profound.
Here's a little sign. Yeah. Okay, who else? Come on up. Come on. Yeah. We don't have to have everybody, but, you know.
Okay, we have, what do you need to know?
Just one thing that you learned about.
Let's see, he holds people hostage.
Oh, no.
That's what he said. Because his handwriting, he says, looks like a hostage. No, he races cars. Whoa.
Oh, okay. One thing about you is that David Beckham kissed her until the rest of us don't have a chance.
No. And I painted for painted for Bill Gates.
Oh, you painted for Bill Gates. Okay, wow. Okay, so that's it. Okay.
Not fair.
Thank you.
Sign your name. Okay, anybody else?
Oh.
So, who wants to go after him? We're going to try to get, we're going to go faster. Just in this chat. Don't wait, go after him.
Okay, want Loretta? It's abstinence, fellowship, family. If now I know what I am, where I belong, acceptance as I am.
Celia? She is her willingness, about willingness, anything and everything to be abstinent.
Whoa.
Okay, who else? Big.
Okay, Dorita. You guys are next. Who's next? Bryce?
I'm not an old reactor.
Hi, I'm Sally from Santa Fe, and this is Bryce. And the thing I didn't know about him was he lost 264 pounds of weight release, so he's been willing.
And I never would have guessed that you're a river guide. In Alaska for 7 days? Wow. Okay, on that river 4 times, the Grand Canyon. Wow, wonderful. And she's batting baby blues. Yeah.
Sorry, thank you. Co-signer, yeah. Anybody?
What was she ever? Julia.
Okay. So this is Julia, and I'm Cindy. And what I never would have guessed about Julia is her capacity for service. Every question, she puts service into it.
Well, this is my new friend, Cindy, and all of you as well. This is my second workshop in English. So this is wonderful. You react with each other. I never would have guessed that Cindy, it's overall very committed to the program.
Thank you. Great. Who's next? Who's after these beautiful ladies?
This is Cheryl, and I never would have guessed that she taught Tai Chi class.
This is my new friend, Polly, and I never would have guessed that she had a horse as a teenager.
Thank you.
All right.
Okay. And John, come on up.
I'm John Compulsivier, and I would have never guessed that Alicia has been in this program for 22 years, and we never met each other, and we have a lot in common, except she knew who I was because I don't keep my mouth shut, so on the phone bridge, you know. But she has, her life has improved, benefits, you know, she's got sanity and health, good health, and a lot of freedom. And I relate a lot to that, as I've been here about the same amount of time. But anyhow, she's from Dallas, and so we got to meet each other today.
That's right. Hello, my name is Alicia, and this is my friend John. Oh, hello, everybody. I've known John for a while. He has not known me. I'm on the phone bridge meeting, so I hear his voice. I was thinking, I love this guy. I love his. So I hear him Saturday mornings most of the time. So you don't know that, but that's how I feel. And we do have a lot in common. He's been in the program for 24 years. So me, 22, like he said. And one of the things profoundly that he said was that the more he stays in the program, the more willing he gets. And yes, and that is so true for me. So I'm happy to be here, and I'm so happy I got a chance to see the guy that I'm in love with.
We'll find that. Okay, who else? Anybody? Anybody want to come on up?
Susan and Nugget. Who wants to be after these posts? Anybody else wants to share?
Oh, no.
Okay, what we're going to do is just have you talk loud. I'm not going to have you. Come on. No, it has to be. Does?
Talk loud.
Yeah.
No, it has to be Rick Wilkes. Sorry.
Yep.
No,
this mic.
Here, let me treat.
Okay.
Otherwise, yeah, they got to be on the line.
Is the mic up? The mic is on. Hi, my name is Billy C. And this is Elaine E. And what I never would have guessed about Elaine is that she has 9 children, okay? I envy her.
I'm Elaine, and this is Billy C. And she says that when she was young, she was a size 22. She never would have guessed she'd be a 10.
Yeah, it's like you have to go sign that.
Good morning, family. I'm Shirley A., and this is my new friend, Marva. Come on in.
Hello.
When I spoke with Marva, she said her willingness was to be at this conference. To be at this conference. And I tried to find out why. Let me clear my throat in a minute, and I'll get back to the mic. She's willing to be here because she realized her life was totally unmanageable. And she was sick and tired of being tired. So that's why she's here with us today. And she's been in before and out, in and out. But just for today, she's in. Just for today, that's all that matters, one day at a time.
I would just like to say, my daughter, oldest daughter, died April 29th. And my life just fell apart. And I thought the eating to console myself and get through. But after I'd ate and ate and ate and ate, I got tired of eating. It didn't bring her back.
All I was doing was destruction to me. And today I'm here for H-E-L-P, help, because I know that I can obtain it. Where I live, there's no face-to-face meetings. All I have is the bridge. And I'm so thankful for all of you all, okay? Thank you. I have my scarf on my watch. I am a phone bridge person, and I'm very, very thankful. I'm grateful just to be here.
Thank you.
Okay, who else? Come on. Come on down. Everybody? Anybody not do it yet? Okay. Okay, what we're going to do next is, you know, one of the key to willingness gets us, opens the door to maintenance. You know, we're experts at losing, and we're experts at gaining back, okay? Gaining back pounds. And this program, through willingness, gets you to maintenance, where you don't gain back weight, you gain back all kinds of happiness, health, everything. I mean, in all areas of our lives, and that's what you gain. So we have to be in a place where it's maintenance, okay? And so we're going to create, on our boat, we found Maintenance Island. So we're going to create Maintenance Island as a group. So we need your input, and we're going to draw a kind of an island, all right? Can you do that? Maybe, John, can you help hold that up for her? Yeah. She's going to tape. She's already. We were going to have you do this individually, but the sharing was so great, we just wanted to hear about everybody. So we're going to do it as a group. Okay? So you can draw an island there. And then we need all of your input. What do you need on this island to maintain? All right? All right. Okay, wait. Yeah, just in, on the island, okay.
So, this mic.
It's just, John, I'm going to have you write, too.
No, I do.
He can write, too. Okay. Need a little palm tree there, too, yeah. Yeah, palm tree. And a nice blanket to lay out in a bikini. All right.
Okay. A blanket.
Yeah, that's good. Everybody could come up if they want and write something. Well, if they're drawing, anybody else?
A garden.
A garden.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Journal.
A journal. Each other. Wow.
Okay. Meditation spot.
Oh, a meditation spot.
Abstinent food.
Okay, if anybody wants to come up and help write, they can too. Because, okay, can you put abstinent food up there?
I got it.
Got a maintenance spot. Anybody else? What do you think?
Sunny beach.
What now?
Sunny.
Sunny beach. And I got to add warm water. Higher power. And I actually, because of this program, I learned to surf when I was about 69 in Hawaii because the water was warm. Only because the water was warm. Okay. All right. Okay. Anybody else? Come on, think of it. Higher power. You got that? That's probably the key. All right.
How literature. Somebody say hope. Service opportunities.
Anything else?
Okay. In the book, I'm going to draw a service.
Journals. We got that. Yeah.
Other see how members.
No kidding. Yeah, each other got that. A meeting house. Because it might rain, right? Yeah. Yeah. Open-mindedness, absolutely.
This is a brain?
Honesty. Whoa, yes. Telephone. It's got to have a good Wi-Fi and telephone lines.
This is going to be a perfect item for revenge.
Okay.
Antenna for the Wi-Fi.
A what now? Antenna for the Wi-Fi. Draw that antenna. Long one. What did you say? Communication? Tell.
We need to have to be each other.
You see it?
Okay.
I need the GPS of this.
Our forever abstinent book.
A welcome sign.
Big one. All ages. All languages.
A welcome map. All languages,
yeah. Yeah. A doc that just has, yes.
All languages.
Great idea. Oh, what now?
Sponsors.
Yeah, available sponsors, right? It's getting hard. Yeah.
Was he the job?
Yeah. Sally, boats that we can go swim in the lagoon and see. We did that together in Hawaii, right? We saw, what did we see? Did we see any sea turtles? Yeah. Yeah, we did snorkeling. Yeah. Fruit trees. Yum. Yes.
Garden.
Yeah, she said garden, but vegetable garden. Yes, definitely. All right. Wow. That is one swell island, right? Any activities for physical activities like exercise, yoga, fresh water, very important. Grocery store that is all abstinent food. Forget the five. Do you ever notice the five aisles of alcohol and beer that took? What happened to our food that took up? It's on the top shelf that I can't reach. Okay.
Why is the beer in the cooler, but the soft drinks are not? Right.
Well,
beer drinking.
Yeah, but we have a perfect store on this island. Yeah, stores.
That's right. Please put welcome in there, Matt.
Yes. Good one. Okay.
Prayer groups.
Oh,
okay. Well, I've got in the meditation garden.
Okay. Well, huh? Perseverance, yes. 15 hours, right? Got her here. That is persistence, yes.
It just shows today.
Okay, everybody get theirs on there? All right. Let's give a hand for ourselves for our maintenance island. Okay, the next exercise, you know what this sailing through willingness is, one of the keys with this workshop is to kind of, you know, a lot of times we go to workshops and stuff, we don't really get to meet each other that much. So it's to interact. So you've met some people. But even sometimes by looking at someone, you can just say, gosh, in your head, you go, wow, that person must be really a wonderful person just by looking at them. So maybe you haven't met them, but okay, Cindy's going to hand you out some little stickers. They're on the back table. She's going to give you a couple of stickers. If you give me one, that'd be great. And what you're going to do with your pen or whatever you have to write with, it's going to be kind of hard, and you have to get up and move. If you're not real mobile, that's okay, we'll come to you, okay? So, Cindy, can you just hold? Yeah, now, can you give me one? Yeah, thanks.
And does anybody need a pen that they?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm so, a full sheet. You see the back?
Here. So.
Sign.
Just pull one up.
So I'm going to, we're going to kind of walk around, and I see John, and I'm going to go, you, are amazing. And I can put my finger, put my name and number on there if I want. I'm going to stick it on his back. Okay? So we're going to walk around. This is called positive bombardment. And so you're just going to write something, it's brief, and put it on their back. And then you're going to find someone, maybe your partner you sat with, to help you. And you're going to put it on the other side of your card. Okay? And keep it. And remember, so your card is going to have on the back of it all these stickers on it that are filled out, okay? After you get, you got to get up so they can reach your back, okay? Does everybody understand? Do you need any more instructions? Okay.
The same word on your card is on their back.
Huh? No, no. No, I just...
You didn't take the stickers off your back.
And I don't know you, but if I walk, I would love to know you. You just, you know, I just think your smile, everything. And I mean that sincerely. I would put that on her back. You see what I mean? If you haven't met her,
write it on your.
And you can give your number and name if you want. Yeah. Okay. Okay. We're gonna settle down and have a seat when you can. Oh, thank you. Now help each other, put them on your cards, okay? Okay, just help each other. Wherever you're sitting, help each other, put them on your cards. And I want to tell you, if you have to leave, we have a few more minutes, but there's boats in... There's little boats here. Okay, everyone, have a seat. Help each other. Sit where you can help each other. You might have to put them on the front, too. Okay, but look up front here. This little boat. Make sure you get one when you leave. It says willingness.